Good afternoon, everybody, on this fine Sunday afternoon of the 28th of September 2014. The sun's gone in now, but it's been a really warm day, I think in the lowish 20s. I'm just doing some kitchen stuff, i.e. loading up the dishwasher. I'm trying to fit as much in as I can, but it's going to be an overload. My main reason to come on here is that I've just come home from work and said, guess what? Well, of course I couldn't guess. He said, you know that person, and he called him something else. I think he called him an idiot. He didn't swear. Who he patched up yesterday after the fight. Well, apparently he went and got into another fight with someone else today. I don't know. He's put his foot through Connor's shop window. So there's gratitude for you. It's nothing to do with Connor. It's just he's had a fight with someone else. He's 17, by the way. He's been arrested. Connor's got to go in on his day off tomorrow. All the windows are boarded up and he's probably going to have to go to court as a witness because he saw it happen. And apparently this bloke's excuse is he's got ADHD. Now, I'm sorry. I am sorry to anyone who genuinely has got ADHD. And I do believe there are a few. But I'm sorry, I really seriously believe that nowadays the vast majority don't have it. They just have poor behaviour, poor parenting, which isn't their fault, and they just don't know how to behave. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but I think the majority of cases are it's an excuse to try and get out of trouble. My nephew, who is now nearly 25, has ADHD, and I used to think the same about him in a way when he was small. I don't mind telling you, but I did have to change my mind where he's concerned because he was on some medication for a while, Ritalin, and it did change his outlook. He stopped taking it, he hasn't been on it for years, and he's a lot... ADHD, the genuine ADHD, is one of these things that apparently you grow out of eventually. And I think he has. But he has this thing, he's got like a tic. He does something with his jaw. They call it a tic. So I can't actually see what it is, of course. But I think he's a genuine case of it. When Ronan was young, he was a real handful. And my mum said, oh, he's got ADHD. It must run in the family. We had terrible arguments over it. To shut her up, basically. I had him put through all the tests and they said he doesn't have it. He was just a handful, and he's okay now. I was no way having him labelled as having ADHD if he didn't. And they said he did. And then it depends on who you get to diagnose you. You know what I mean? They could have said he had. I think I would have still been hard pushed to believe it, to be honest. I don't really like having children labelled with something like that. Unless it's really genuine. And of course, in some cases, it is. I'll be the first to admit that after I had to eat humble pie with my nephews. I never went and said I didn't believe it. I did think it. I had to have a rethink on that. But I do think in the vast majority of cases, it's an excuse. I'm sorry, but I just think that. And the police need to do something about these kids hanging around. They're teenagers. It's not just at weekends, it's in the week. You know, why aren't they doing something? Why aren't they out looking for a job? Why aren't they at college? Why aren't they at school? Something needs to be done about it because, you know, they're a menace in the town centre nowadays. And some people find them very intimidating. They don't really bother me. But, you know, I can understand that they might bother some people, especially the elderly. You get these gangs of kids roaming around like packs of wild dogs. And, you know, it's right. And you get it everywhere. It's not just here. Some places are worse than others. I mean, we're not one of the worst places. There's far worse places in parts of inner London and inner cities like Manchester, Liverpool. I mean, we're like, I don't know, the most trouble-free area compared with some of those places. But even so, everything's relative. We're not used to it. We're becoming used to it now. But, you know, we shouldn't have to. Why should we have to put up with that? I mean, where are their parents? Why are they letting them run around like that? I've got a 17-year-old who doesn't roam the streets in a gang. And I've got a 21-year-old. Well, he'll be 22 next Sunday, and he has never done that either. And, you know, I've been a single parent. OK, it was through choice. I've been a single parent for the last nearly 8 years, right in through their formative teenage years. So, you know, that's another excuse people use. I'm a single parent. Well, so what? Sorry, I know it can be tough. And I have got a supportive ex-husband, and not everybody has, but even so. Some people just like to play the victim, I think, when they can't find a good reason. Why isn't my dishwasher coming on? Oh dear, what isn't it? Please don't let something else go wrong. Okay, that's it. I'm going to move my phone over here. I've got to do a bit of washing up now. Couldn't quite fit everything in. I'm not having another pile up here because I've put that on a 2-hour cycle. So. Yeah, I just think it's not acceptable. We have to put up this activity in the neighbourhood, and I don't know what the police can do, but they don't seem to be doing anything because this is an ongoing problem. Connor's always calling the police. They're always coming out. Sometimes they come out several times a day. They take the kids to move on. You know, why don't they do something? Why don't they, I don't know. I don't know what they can do, but give them some prohibitive order so that they can't congregate in certain places. And people say, oh, the kids have got somewhere to go. Well, how about somebody's house? And the fact that they, you know, found needles behind there, it's just not very nice. And, okay, we don't really want them in the park because of the kids. It spoils the park for the younger kids. But I wish they'd just do something useful. I don't know. Maybe I'm being old-fashioned. I don't know. Maybe I'm showing my age. I'm just putting some cat treats into their washed-up container. No, Lammy, you've had something. No, I'm not having anything else. These are for the cats. Go away. There we have it. That's the latest. They're not for you. You don't like them. Look, I'll give you one. Oh, he's going to eat it now, because I said he doesn't like it. I'm not giving you any more. I'll give you something else. I'll get cat treats. What if I drop one? Pinky, leave her alone. They're for her. Do you want one, Pinks? He's just come over for cat treats again. Yeah. I'm only giving you a couple, otherwise a whole packet's going to be gone. There's not many in there. I found another packet in the cupboard. I didn't know we had. Pinks, do you want some more? Yeah, look. Leave her to eat them. Leave her to eat them. She's only got six, and they're tiny little things. They're about the size of my little fingernail. He's chased her away. Don't worry, Pink, I'll give you some later. I'm not giving him any now. I'll give him something else. Okay, being a bit weary today. I haven't done one of my injections for a couple of weeks. I'm sure it's entirely my own fault to be back at this again. So I've just taken one and I should do another one on Thursday. Sorry, Pink, can you just harassed you away. Oh, he's been doing the garden all day. He's cut back the brambles, they're blackberry brambles, and
cut the grass and what else has he done? Swept up and done other stuff out there. Yeah, look, do you want one of these? These are, I think, I don't know if these are meant to be cat trees, give them to the dogs then. They're biscuits in the shape of fish and they're cheese flavour. They really smell like cheese. They smell like macaroni cheese or something. I don't know why. Okay, I'm just going to wait for him to eat that and then he can come back and get the next one. here he comes. There you are. There. I'm going to go online later and look for a new laptop. I've solved my Jaws issue. Someone else has let me have a copy of theirs, Jaws 15, which is very kind of them. so, that's good. Actually, it's my ex. Very kind of him. I'm just going to get this washing up done and then I'm going to get the dinner on. Where's the washing up? Someone has a habit of putting it in between the taps. Well, that's all very well, but when I look for it, I end up knocking it down, which is a bit annoying. I never put that in there. It's now 5 o'clock. It's a bit late to be starting Sunday dinner, really, but hey ho, this plate's too big for the wrap, I think. I've got this big. No, it's not. I'll put it the other way. Yes, it is. The lay it down. It's a big square plate. That's it. Now I've just got to do this and. I've burnt myself on the hot tap and knocked the washing up liquid into the sink. Just a bit of a wipe out, not really dirty. But I think the other one is that we were meant to have a side of salmon on Friday night. We actually didn't end up having it. We had that last night. It was really nice. Okay. Really nice. There's another plate in there. Oh, another square plate. And there's a bit of salmon left. As it hasn't been in the fridge, it's not fit for human consumption, so I'm going to take it in for the cats in a minute. See how they like it. Obi was going to have it, but obviously he forgot. Now let me find them a dish. We'll see who's going to get first to it. I bet it's going to be Whack-a-Boo-Boo. You see if it's not. Now, I'm just going to break it up. It's a shame to waste it. I hope they like garlic because it's got plenty of garlic and a bit of pepper on it. So. It smells really lovely. The garlic on it. I just washed the plate that it was on another one of them hulking square ones. They're all very well. I don't mind them, they're nice, but if you put them in the microwave, you can't heat things up on them because they don't turn around, they're too big. They can fit, they don't go around. Now I'm just going to dry my hands before I pick up my phone. Oh, that smells really garlicky. Oh, I don't want to get you wet again. That will never do. I can't face that again. Here we go. Get out from under my feet, you little oinks. Come on. Let's see who's going to have a taste of this.
I'm
giving these that salmon that's left over that you didn't eat, remember? Oh, it's too. It's in the microwave. You can't have it now. It's been there for nearly 24 hours. Toof Toof, you're on audio boo, by the way. Toof Toof thinks he's getting some. He's not.
Why?
Well, because he gets everything, and the cats don't get very many treats, do they?
Oh, poor cats are suffering today. Oh, what do we do?
There's a little bit for you, Wagaboo. I don't know if you like garlic, but it'll keep the demons away. Shinky? Is there any sign of the other two?
No.
Right, I'm going to put this here. They're eating it. Go out, fly, you horrible thing. These two are not. I put some in their dishes and then I've just put the other dish.
The
I have. I just did it. Have you finished with this extension lead?
Yeah, just leave it up. I'll handle it.
I'll just switch it off at the wall. Actually. You've moved our chair, haven't you? Have you moved their chair? Someone has. It's normally like in the corner. I suppose it's alright like that. Okay. That's not you, is it?
No.
Is that Tina?
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone must be doing their gardens today. Is that nice, cats? Are you finished yours? Wakaboo-boo's finished. Have you finished Pink? Pinky hasn't eaten all hers. Look, that. Wakaboo-boo's going to eat the rest. Boy, it's not hard to guess. Are you going to eat that? Yeah, here he goes. She's got down. She wasn't very keen on it. I think it's an acquired taste, but Wakaboo-boo likes it. Look at him, darling. Look at him tucking in. She doesn't like it much. She left some of hers.
Yeah, he'll have it.
He's eaten the whole lot. He's such a greedy cat. Wakaboo-boo, you are a bastard. Sorry, audio boo. Now, you dogs have had treats. Now, you've had two chews. The stick ones. And Nami, you've had two cheese fish. That's your lot, all of you. And this is me. I'm going to make myself a coffee, and then I'm going to be out. That's if we've got any clean cups, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't have. Oh, dear. I mean, we've got one. Well, actually, we've got several, but they're really big ones that I won't use. Oh, no, there's two. Oh, no, there's three. And there's three really big ones that I wouldn't use in the Tassimo because they're too wide to fit underneath. That cup came out of the dishwasher dirty, so that one's going to go straight in the sink. That one's okay. Right. Oh, I hate feeling weary like this. This really sucks. Tell you. Okay, now have I got enough water in here? Probably. We're gonna say yes, we have. Now all my cupboard's been rearranged. I've just put all the rubbish out and then I'll get a load more. That's some more milk. Yeah. There we go. Tassimo coffee. When I get weary like this, just put my arms up to get it out of the cupboard. And just putting it in makes them ache. That's really horrible. Really not good. But it will go. I've just got used to it now. If I don't remember to do my injections, I really, in all honesty, complain. Well, I can, but I can't expect any sympathy, and I don't. But, is there any way to fit this in here? Yeah. and sit outside, but I would be sitting down out there. Now, like this, I'm going to go and sit outside. Then I've got to get the... Actually, I'm just going to go and ask him how long the chicken takes. Do my milk while I'm going. Oh, that smells lovely, that coffee. I think it's just what I need. Oh, it's gorgeous. Some milk in. Right, let me go and ask him about this chicken. Take it with me. Come on, chicken. Bellamy? Goodness. Look at this. This should have been put into soap last night. It's the tray that had the salmon in. Now, Lammy, I might be able to give you some of this. The skin stuck to the bottom of the roasting tin. Come here then.
I've managed to swap tomorrow with Tuesday.
So you've got, not like you've got Tuesday off instead?
Yeah.
What other day?
Thursday.
No, it's coffee.
Have you opened the tea?
No. I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
You're on audio, by the way.
That's fucking great.
Oh, stop it! Don't do that.
Come on. Funny. I've had a shitty day.
I know. Join the club. I've had a shitty week.
So have I. Ow, fuck.
Mind you.
I shut my bracelet in the machine.
What bracelet?
I've got a string bracelet.
What machine? The till?
What?
Oh, the Cantasmo. I thought you meant at work.
Oh.
I'm sitting here picking his skin off. I hope it doesn't make him sick.
Move!
Are you talking to me?
There's no cups.
Yeah, there is.
Wrong.
After some washed up there, you're one of your ones. Or a pug one. Your pug mug.
Dad texted me earlier saying, my hero.
I know, I told him about it this afternoon. He said I should go on Holton and Gossip and put it
there. No, you shouldn't.
And I told him I said that, but I said I wouldn't really.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
I didn't even do anything.
Having your mummy... You did. You helped catch him up, didn't you?
Barely. I held a bloody towel to his head. And I got a first aid kit.
Did you put a bandage on?
No, I let the policeman do that.
I thought the police didn't turn up.
Off-duty policeman.
Oh.
Two of them walked past.
Well, it's a good job. I mean, what are the police going to do about these idiots?
Fuck no. They're just such a...
Can't they give them an order prohibiting them to hang around there?
Well, one of them lives up there.
Yeah, well, they can't stop her hanging around there, but they
just... Well, no, well, she's allowed guests, apparently.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Well, can't they go inside then?
Because her mum doesn't want them inside.
Well, right, no one else...
She was part of the argument. She came down to speak to me this morning.
What did she say?
Rough as anything. Oh, she's vile.
Oh, there's so many vile people around Alderton now. I think they all come over for Penge.
Well, they're from the council that owned that flat. Where is it? It's nowhere local, but it's in London somewhere.
Yeah, well, probably East Ham, somewhere like that.
Where?
East Ham.
I think it begins with a K.
I don't know. Okay, what begins
Ted.
Is he?
Yeah.
How many percent have I got?
Below 10.
Sugar. I better turn it off in a minute. Lammy, is he enjoying these crumbs?
Yeah.
It seems a shame to waste it. I don't know if I can get much more out of there. I'll have to put it to soak now. Done that last night.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, so not only did the floor just vibrate?
If it did, it's probably the dishwasher. No, the dishwasher doesn't make it vibrate, it's the dishwasher.
Anyway, so not only has he broken a window that's gonna cost thousands to replace, he's broken a sofa that was in the window.
Oh no.
Because of the glass.
So no one can have that now.
Well no, we've got to chuck it.
I hope he doesn't get off because they say he's got ADHD.
Well, I hope not. That's what I said to the police when
because that really pisses me off. But
how's he going to pay for it? And they said, oh, well, you know, it'll be down to the parents. And I said, I'm not being funny, but look at him. He's a tramp. Do you think his parents... He's living in a hostel in Downham. He's either in the hostel or sleeping on our roof. Because he uses... his girlfriend's mum's address, who's the vile one,
yeah.
who the fight was all over, as his, but she doesn't ever let him stay there. He sleeps outside. He's like a fucking dog.
Oh, it's not very funny. I suppose you have to feel sorry for
him. I do feel sorry for him, but it doesn't help himself. No, and I mean, they're shooting up in our alleyway. We found needles.
Do the police know that?
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
They really need
there.
Sorting out. I mean, why aren't they at work? Why aren't they at school? Why aren't they at college?
Exactly. He's 17, he should still be at school.
And they're there in the week, it's not just at weekends, is it?
No, of course not. When I get there on a Friday for the delivery at 7 o'clock, they're there. They're hanging around already.
Honestly.
Bastards.
What are you going to have on those cream plates? They need to be used up, I suspect.
1st October.
Oh, that's alright.
My birthday next week.
Yeah, I know.
This week? No, next
Sunday.
Week. Yeah. Wow.
You'll be at work on your birthday.
No.
Mine's on a Friday this year.
Can't wait.
What are you going to get? What do you want me to get you?
I'm not bothered, to be honest.
And the thing is, when you've got money, you can get yourself what you want.
Know.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Although I haven't got much of that at the moment. I've got about £30.
Yeah, but you get paid on
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can't believe how much I spent.
Oh well. Just trying to curb it now. At least you've got a new laptop and new shoes.
True.
And
very true.
New everything. Now you just need a new woman.
Do I?
No.
New man.
Oh, shut up! Bye. And on that note, audio boo, please excuse the language. If I can find my phone, I'm going to turn it off. Actually, I don't know where it is. Phone? Oh, obviously, being blind is a pain. There it is. I'll talk to you all later. Bye bye. Dismiss. Alert. Cancel. Oh, I don't know what this is on about. I'm going to go and plug it in anyway. Oh. Right, Pinks? Let's plug this in before it goes completely. I'm being followed upstairs by a cat and a dog. Ah, oops. A cat and a dog. Now, quickly plug this in. Don't know what it's talking about.
Cancel. Save draft.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Save draft.